All right, part number seven. I'm hoping we can wrap this up in this last part. Let's see what we could do. So, link-based feeds are all about sharing, or even just the behavior of linking is about sharing, right? Sort of like retweeting, echoing, whatever you want to call it. But again, you by linking, what you're really doing is bringing attention to a certain thing or of a or a person, right? A thing of a person in a piece of content, right? Yet you're encouraging interaction on the server in which the content was created, right? Or issued, however you want to label it. So, the place where reference IDs become more relevant, okay, and so by so again to re-highlight with linking or sharing, whatever you want to call it, you as the server feed are not creating any references or anything like that, so you don't even necessarily need to be a root on the Truth Social network to be linking, right? But you can be. So whether you're the root of a server feed, right? A server feed, all server feeds are roots, right? Anyone with the server that is involved in the Truth Social network, right, is going to have a cloud chain and identity blockchain. So they are a root, but this is a different type of root for a different purpose, called the server feed. So whether you are a root server feed or whether you are someone who just wants to create a link-based feed who is just has a website and is not a root or not on the Truth Social network, right? You can engage in this form of behavior where you're curating content and linking to items of different people, right? Objects, whatever you want to call it. So there are no references being created in either circumstance, right? You might be linking to a reference, but you are not creating a reference, which is why you don't necessarily have to be a root to engage in this behavior. I think that's pretty straightforward. Now, what I was saying is where this idea of reference IDs, which you've seen come into play, but may not have seen the advantages that this enables, where those advantages come into play is when we start to talk about these other two broad types of server feed, okay? Namely, hosting server feeds or rehosting server feeds, which in a sense may have been may have been more intuitive if they were labeled posting server feeds and reposting server feeds, as I initially had contemplated. But when you think a bit more deeply, you realize that a distinction is needed between a post and a reference, right? Posts being things from the internet that are can be referenced through the action of referencing, but you know, have existed long before the Truth Social network. So by you know, since we need this distinction between a post and a reference, the better way to label these other two broad terms would be hosting server feeds and rehosting server feeds. So first, let's talk about hosting server feeds, which strictly relate to TSN things, right? TSN references, okay? They do not relate to posts. So really, while reference IDs are involved here, as they are with any reference or reply, The advantages of such become apparent when we talk about the next category, rehosting server feeds. But first thing first, right? So hosting server feeds are directly related to TSN references, okay? And so we could dip our toes a bit here into purpose, right? And just say that the majority of people who use hosting server feeds are probably going to be lightweights, okay? And the biggest benefit, purpose-wise, is probably going to come for lightweights. Now, why is that? The reason being that non-server feed roots, right? Just like people who want to have their own content creation, right? Like I'm doing with the BDZ Joe server or whatever, are not like in my BDZ Joe server, my purpose is to have a place to create content for anyone who wants to be involved in the BDZ Joe or the WAN community, right? Yet, so in other words, I'm not here to host everyone's conversations. I couldn't give a fuck about what everyone wants to talk about unless it's in some way related to the Truth Social network or, things I'm interested in, right? Why would I want to just host everyone's content? In some senses, my feed and any Roots feed who's not a server feed is closer to like an individual feed on a social networking thing, right? You talk about on your feed what you want to talk about, and you converse with who you want to talk about, which is normally going to be people who want to talk about the things that you are, right? Or who are going to comment on the things that you are, which have a relevant enough or valuable enough content origin that provokes you to respond and engage in conversation. So, long-winded way of saying, like, I'm not here to host everyone's conversations. That should be obvious, nor is really anyone who is going to be a root and not a server feed, which is going to be most roots, I would assume. But not everyone obviously wants to have their own website or server, and everyone wants to engage in social media. And why not get involved if speech has become money, whether you want to have a server or not? So, in essence, server feeds are serving this niche of lightweights who may want to do Twitter-like stuff without Twitter or even, YouTube stuff or any type of social media stuff. Without those companies, or really, what I should say is like to do the things that those companies offer, because where is their competitive advantage? But let's not get carried away. The difference between signing up for Twitter and engaging in conversations and a server feed, right? Well, there's many differences, we're not going to get carried away, but you're not going to be entering any passwords into a server feed, right? So even if, like, all else being equal, it was the same thing, which it's not, you have an inherent technology advantage there, and you also have a lot of other things. This isn't going to be about that, but by engaging in these feeds and in this, and we're talking about a hosting-based feed now, you are going to be able to create content that's going to go in a historical record, right? This new thing. So it's going to be immutable, okay, in this historical record of the server feed, and it's going to have a timeliness and all the other good things that come from this new method of identity-based proof of publication or whatever you want to call it. This new method of creating historical records, right? Because they're still following all these protocols, server feeds, right? It's just The difference is they're serving a different niche, okay? So, people who want to just go and chat like they do every day, but don't necessarily want to have their own site, are going to be served here. But I don't want to get too much into the purpose because that could be a whole set of lectures in and of itself, and the different motivations involved, and economics, and whatnot, and technical. The incentives evolve and whatnot. I just want to stick to the technical, these types of behaviors from a tech perspective, let's say. So you had your link base. Let's describe what's really going on with this host-based type of server feed. So, as opposed to a link-based feed, we are going to be talking about content which has yet to be created, right? Which doesn't exist yet, and you're going to go ahead and use this server feed to create content. And who is you? Well, for the most part, that's going to be lightweights, right? Because they don't have their own server, so this is perfect for them. Now, why for the most part? Well, you can imagine, well, forgetting about the why of it, right? It's certainly possible, okay, for me as a root to engage in a post-based server feed. And given I wanted to, okay, to the server feed, right, they're not gonna know that I'm necessarily a root, right? Purely from a tech perspective, and there may actually be reasons for this, but that's a different conversation. As a root, I am free to engage in these post-based server feeds and to do so in a manner which does not signify to the server feed that I have my own, that I have a server or a cloud chain or identity blockchain, right? Yet, in reality, I could also engage in it where I do have, where I do document that on my own server and in my own historical record, right? But that's not important. The main, people this server feed, this type of server feed is serving is lightweights, okay? So here's the tech perspective. Without server feeds, right? Lightweights are restricted to any and all roots out there who are willing to interact with them, right? Like, they don't have the freedom that they would in a just make an account on Gab or Twitter like fashion, right? So these server feeds give them that freedom. And they can just go ahead and post on them without needing to provoke conversation, right? And they then, more importantly, they get the benefit of having their content, no matter what, right, embedded in the historical record of this server feed, right? Absent saying something interesting enough to provoke someone to acknowledge and or respond to that content, right? And so from so back to the tech perspective, they get the ability to actually create TSN references, okay? And the way they accomplish this is by, the server, this hosted server feed is providing, them being a root on the Truth Social network themselves, right? They are providing a special capability that I'm going to call hosted lightweight references. Okay, so you've seen a bit of what hosted lightweight replies look like, right? On my own BDZ Joe server, which has its own set of requirements based on these protocols that are already known, right? This CB, this indexing and all that, and this new added timeliness. But, and so that's another thing. These lightweights are given the ability to have it a now, they have the ability to create references, right? We don't need to get deeper in that, right? And so they have this ability to create references without being a root on the network, okay? And so the general idea of this ability to basically post on these server feeds as lightweights was hinted at in the white paper, but it was sort of based around the thinking at the time, and the thinking which for the most part has been described up until this part, which certainly works, right? But there, it doesn't need to be that way. Let me explain. So the way the white paper says it is essentially to create this, like, the server feed creates this, like, daily reference, basically, sort of like a Reddit daily post, however you want to think of it, which follows the rules of the protocol and totally works. You can do it this way, and then especially even further, using this CBR-MR indexing, right? The whole thing totally works, and you would basically apply the same tech as you have, as I've described in this lecture and showed on my server, except while a server feed is there to for the purpose of letting everyone engage in daily conversation for any topic that will pretty much get posted by the server feed, no matter what. I should say, no matter, like, as long as you're following whatever their policies are, and if one server feed decides to be like, social media nowadays and gets over their bounds and censoring things, well, there will be 10 more and a range in between that offer policies that basically just post everything barring crazy stuff, right? So, in other words, you absolutely can, using the tech I've shown today, create a server feed and just, basically post everyone's conversations. And this was described in the white paper and so on, and then, further developed in these recent developments. But you don't really need to do it this way. It would work that way, but you don't really need to. It's like being consistent for the sake of consistency, right? So, in other words, another way to look at things would be, well, server feeds might have a different version of the Truth Social protocol, right? Or they won't have to follow the exact same rules as the Truth Social protocol in the sense that they can create references in their identity blockchain that are not digitally signed by themselves, and as long as the signature is valid and everything else follows the rules, then sure, it goes back to these conversations of, I think it was, a message digitally signed in the woods cannot be unsigned, and all those as to basically, so in other words, I'm saying, like, it still shows that they are publishing, that it is the server feed who's publishing these references and creating them in a sense that they are publishing them, they are the ones who are publishing them in the server feed's records, the server feed themselves, yet the reference, the content was created by these lightweights, and the actual digital signature, etc., and file provided therein, if we're talking about that subtype, right, and was created by the lightweight, right? And so, in other words, lightweights get to create references, which is a huge thing, and further promotes this idea that, well, embedded public keys go, all references are created by content creators. And so, wherever they're posted on your own server, other servers, whatever the situation is, their public keys go with them, right? You can't break the integrity of a digital signature. So, it's like, sure, they can be high. Why would I? It's like, why would I care if someone is hosting my reference? But not only that, it's like, well, great. my reference might be tipped in the cloud of that server feed or any cloud in general. It's like, I'm glad to have attention brought, presuming that my public key follows my reference wherever it goes or wherever it's hosted, right? So, getting a bit off topic. The point being that these server feeds enable lightweights, or especially specifically these post-based server feeds enable lightweights to create TSN references without a server. And to put a period on that aspect of it, or that thought of it, really, so I said, well, it's kind of like, well, you might have a slightly different protocol for these server feeds. Or another way to do it would be to kind of just say, well, anyone, whether you're a regular root or a server feed root, right? Anyone can create these references which are not, or anyone can include these references in identity blocks, is a better way to put it. Whether you're a server feed root or a regular root. But the requirements of the rest of the protocol still apply, obviously. So, due to the fact that at a minimum, no matter what type of root you are, you obviously need a cloud-based reference and all that, at least one cloud-based reference, it's still showing who is doing the publishing, right? So, in other words, to really make it clear, you could make the protocol that applies to all roots, no matter what type, that while you're allowed to put other people's references in your block, no matter who you are, but in the case of the regular type of root, your software is going to kind of just ignore it, right? Ignore them. It's going to make sure there's a cloud-based reference, and it's going to apply the rules as if that other reference wasn't there, right? But in reality, so not in reality, so that's one way to say it, but you need to have, in the case of a server feed, they need to, okay. A regular root is not going to be validating those references, right? You get that? But they might be there, right? If you were to do the protocol in this way, these other references that have signatures that are not your own. Yet the server feed can also include these other references, but the whole point is the server feed is going to be validating them, which gives it the same principles of this historical record, right? So basically, if you were to do it like that, while all regular roots are validating the Truth Social protocol the same way they always would be, and they would be doing so by they would be ignoring anything that doesn't have a signature from themselves, right? But as long as it follows all the other rules, has a cloud-based reference, the time rules, the other signatures are valid and from that root, then okay. But you would have an additional rule on top for these server fees where they would be validating these non-root references from their own perspective, right? Server feed is root and lightweights are the other. And they would be enabling lightweights to create references, which would be validated by those who are running that identity blockchain of that server feed, right? This hosting-based server feed. So that's probably the way in which it would make the most sense, but absolutely doable and feasible. Now, back to the basics of looking at this hosting-based server feed. From a tech perspective. So they're gonna enable lightweights to create references which they could not do before. So lightweights are going to submit these references to the server feed, right? As opposed to curation, right? This is submission based. So is that server feed gonna charge a price in clout, the you know clout which is worth nothing, which so you know is it going to charge a few pennies or is it just going to be free to post? Well, that's up to the marketplace. Maybe I want to just do it for free and get all the attention, so I'm willing, you know, like that stuff will be figured out. Or maybe there's some things like videos, right? Still the same model, same from a tech, broad tech perspective, except you're submitting the actual file that is referenced in the reference, right? And actually hosting that file, right? Something like that is pretty costly, and you might want to charge a few pennies or a dollar or whatever it would be. Or a clout coin or whatever terms you want to think of it in, right? But the basics are that lightweights will, instead of entering a password, they simply submit or like drop in, right? A reference, which is just a text, right? Which has a message, an address, and a signature. And in the case of file types like YouTube or whatever else, like feeds, they're going to do a file that matches to the hash. And so the server feed, if they're, depending on if they have a moderation policy or they basically just post anything, they look at the content and basically just post it. And or if they wanted to charge something, then okay, well, once you paid, they post it, right? And they give these lightweights the ability to create references by doing what's called a hosted lightweight reference. And then after, you know, the reference is created, everyone just conversates underneath it using replies as they do in all the things we just spoke about, right? And so maybe it's something a tiny bit to create a reference as a lightweight in terms of if they were going to charge something, and then all the replies have no cost, or maybe it's all just free or whatever it is, right? The point of this is to understand it from a broad tech perspective and these different behaviors. Now, the difference between, from a tech perspective, this and what I sort of described before as running a directory of an other, right? Which is sort of like a quote tweet in some ways, but we described that whole scenario, is that while you're in the former referencing an other's reference, right? And even hosting it on your own server, and so you're referencing another reference, you're creating a reference yourself, which is referencing another reference, sort of like a quote tweet. And while you're hosting the reference that you are referencing on your own server, that reference that you're hosting obviously isn't, or not obviously, but I didn't specify before, is not like this. This is the distinction, right? It's not in your block, the actual reference that you're hosting. Whereas a lightweight hosted reference is being hosted in the server feed's identity blockchain, right? And so I think you have the basic idea of a hosting-based server. Where things actually get interesting to me is when it comes to these rehosting servers, which unfortunately looks like it's going to have to be another part. Oh well, so we will cover that in part 8 piece.